Patreon Saturday. Well, you're about to hear some clips, but then head on over to Patreon. We break it all down. Teresa is on Dancing with the Stars. We talk about this week's Beverly Hills episode. A lot of people have been DMing. People are coming around to being Team EJ. I never thought I would say this. Listen to what Kim has to say about all that. We talk about everything going on in the real world with Diana. She's going after the people behind the supposed bots. She's donated $100,000 to the victims. Oh my God, there's so much going on. So here are some clips, and then head out over to Patreon and have a great Saturday, everyone.
Congratulations, Tadesia. She's going to be dancing yes. her way into our living rooms yes. every week.
Yes, yes. It was really interesting. A couple people sent her interviews because she was on the stage and they were interviewing her. I mean, she just, congratulations, Teresa, but you got to get some speech lessons because she can't even still answer questions. It's all these years and she's just stammering all over herself, like, relax, answer the questions. Wow. Get a grip, Teresa, get a grip. And guess who's going to be sitting front and center? What do you think? What do you think, David? Every night, front and center stage with his burgundy face, Rulajas. Yeah, this is Teresa's year. Let's face it. It's Teresa Giudice's year. And she's not Teresa Rulajas. She's Teresa Giudice. He wants her to keep her name. He likes that fame. She perseveres. I mean, she's a fighter. And she's tenacious. She's a Taurus. That's one of our traits. I'm a Taurus also. We'll see. We'll see. Listen, I think it's going to be funny when they after they're done dancing and they're talking to her and she's trying to speak. You know, I'm going to get a kick on it. Listen, I don't watch Dancing with the Stars anymore, but guess what? Me and you are watching it, David. We're going to watch it now because this is part of our job and it's going to be funny to see her.
So you're going to start watching Dancing with the Stars just because?
Well, yeah, because I'm going to 1,000% and I want to see Luis Rulajas in the front row, and we're going to comment it on it every week. It's going to be part of our little thing here.
I like this idea. Now, here the question is, are you going to pick up the phone and vote for Teresa every week?
No. She was on Rinna's Instagram. Every single thing is wiped out from the show. Everything now. There's not one thing left on Rinna's Instagram about the show. Kristen just went over it this morning and let me know. So, done. Right.
And I'm not so sure she's
I don't know. I'm not making any predictions on cast because I really don't know. I mean,
it's very confusing.
It's, yep. it's getting complicated. It really is. So no predictions yet on
no
cast.
No predictions. I'm taking all but my predictions back.
I know that we're going to agree to disagree on this. So last night's episode, when Erica was fighting with everyone over the earrings, over how she feels about the victims and everything, I know people are going to be mad at me. That's why I give Lisa Rinna credit when she said, we're done. We're out of here. Like, enough is enough. Let's go. We're out of here. You know what I mean? Like, because they were pressing the shit out of her. And Lisa Rinna goes, let's get out. Let's leave. That's it. We're done.
I took that so differently from Rinna, though. I took that completely breaking the fourth wall. I took that of Rinna saying, like, get her out of here. There are cameras. Too. This is going to be on TV. Like, I heard
she's incriminating herself. Absolutely.
I got Rinna being like, or like in the court of public opinion, like, people
but she
are
was still protecting
you.
Her. She was still protecting her. Also, Kathy Hilton, I don't like this woman. And with all her money, and then she's promoting this tequila. And then you see in the coming attraction, just because somebody else ordered a different tequila, she's mad at Kyle. I don't like her. I don't believe that she's that dumb. I don't buy it. I don't buy the whole Kathy Hilton shtick.
Well, guess who's going to come for you? Paris, because Paris Good. Has come for someone online. We disagree on this. I really feel,
I happen to love Paris. I love Paris. So she could come for me. Go ahead.
Let's talk about Diana and our good friend, Dana Wilkie.
Yeah.
Diana could buy the fucking production company and shut the whole thing yes. down if she wants.
She won't.
She won't. Again,
she should have never done this show. She didn't need to do this show. It was a mistake on her part. I don't see her coming back next year.
You don't.
She don't need to do this. She don't need this. She don't need this headache. Live your
she
life.
She don't need it, but there is something when the whole world wants you to go one way look, if they ask her back, she might say yes. I don't know why. I could see her saying no.
I don't see her coming back.
I think we still haven't gotten to this Kathy Hilton explosion. Where's that?
I know. Okay, well, let me tell you what someone sent me. They were said that they had to re-edit something. Mm-hmm. They had to re-edit. That's why we didn't see. That's why they skipped that Wednesday. It wasn't because of Dubai. They are re-editing. They're scrambling right now. Something big is happening over there. There's something pretty bad going on behind the scenes that we don't really know about, but it'll come out. It'll come out. It's going to be ugly because, listen, there's some ugly shit that goes on all these shows. This has to be extra ugly for them to not air one of the episodes, to re-edit it, to go back. So this is getting, even though we kind of find it to, in comparison to Jersey, a snooze fest. No. There's some big stuff happening.
It's certainly not going to take any life if we never see this. And I agree. I heard that too. What a this dark is some crazy season. Shit. This is a dark season.
Dark. One of the craziest moments was when Joe Giudice is talking clearly to another woman and they're in Italy and he calls Teresa, my bitch wife is coming. They don't care about people. They don't care about destroying you. So this, I say, because you get the episode, you know, whatever, I say, it might never air. That's what I think they cut.
Wow.
That's what I think they cut. So, and that's pretty big because I don't remember them ever cutting anything. There's been some really bad shit going down, you know, with all these shows and they show it all. Cheating, this, that. They don't care if they destroy families. So this had to be pretty ugly, David.
And I think they planned on it.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, so if it makes sense. Oh, David, definitely makes sense.
Does this make sense? So if this doesn't happen, it certainly wasn't planned. They planned it up to right then.
That's why it was pulled. That's why 2 weeks ago, whatever week ago, it was pulled. It was pulled. Some crazy stuff.
Can you believe this?
This is some crazy stuff. I've never seen this on all these years of Housewives that they did this. It was a blackout.
Did you watch the trailer? You got to go watch the trailer for the new season.
Let me ask you a question. I did watch it, but I was a little confused. I see the cousins get into it. How did she get the black eye? Is it when the cousin did that thing to her, pushed her? We don't know yet. Listen, like Carolyn Manzo says, they're thick as thieves. I don't see it happening. But like, listen, let's watch and we'll recap.
Vita Tequila.
I love him.
He's cute.
Love him.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
And Kathy gets pissed that the other girl, that one, I don't remember, was it Rena? Somebody orders the other tequila, so they're still there.
Well, we all see what's going to happen next week on Beverly Hills. It's, oh my gosh, Lisa Rinna, really, Kylie Jenner. And by the way, Kim, calm down, calm down. John Barlow is taken, my dear. So listen, head on over to Patreon. We break this episode down more. You can all come for Kim when she reveals her true feelings about Erica Jane and so much more. And we talk more about Teresa with Dancing with Stars. Oh my God, Dancing with the Stars. We have so much to say. So head on over to Patreon for the full episode. Enjoy. I mean, we also talk about everything going on in the real world, Diana's donation, this just in. Diana now is going after the people behind the bots, where she's trying to figure out who those people are. Oh my God, there's so much going on. So head on over to Patreon and enjoy.